what is consciousness? And is our consciousness something that we can actually take, copy? And when we're nearing our life expectancy, we're right there at the end, that we can actually take that consciousness, copy it into a USB file, and upload it into an avatar.
Will's body is dying, but his mind is a pattern of electrical signals. We can upload his consciousness. We can save him.
Is it possible to extend your life? If you want to, and go ahead and extend that life into an avatar that you can select. You can select whether you want that avatar to be a man. You can select whether you want that avatar to be a woman. You can select whether you want that avatar to be just anything, genderless. The options are limitless, according to many scientists, and even to Dmitry Iskov, and we'll deal with him very soon as well in this video. But I come to challenge that theory. That consciousness actually belongs to you. I come to challenge transhumanists. I come to challenge that world vision that you have. Because apart from Christ, you have no eternal life. And I come to tell you today and explain to you today that your consciousness that you feel that you can somehow take, copy, manipulate, extend, and do, it doesn't work that way. When you see a pregnant woman, and you see that beautiful belly extending because there is a child within, or maybe two babies within, twins. If there are twins within that womb, each one of them has a conscience. Each one of them is marvelously made by God, and each one of them has an amazing consciousness. They will have different personalities. They will have different traits. They will have different things that will make them laugh. Each one of them is amazingly and wonderfully made. Scientists were stunned when they found that when conception actually happens, that there's a flash of light. An amazing flash of light that just stuns scientists. The human body, mankind, man and woman, is an amazing creation. An amazing creation. One that men and women today are just astounded by, but somehow the mainstream scientist community finds a way to tell you that all of this is nothing more than an accident, that all of this is nothing more than just a evolution from an ape, and they'll tell you that we're nothing more than a software, others will tell you. Let's look at consciousness according to the world.
It is the most fundamental experience of all, defining our waking moments and giving rise to all that we think and feel. Without consciousness, we have no way of proving we or anything else exists. And yet, what it is and why we have it remain a mystery that some of the greatest minds have been unable to solve.
The only way I know I exist is because I'm conscious. I wake up in the dark of a hotel room, I'm discombobulated because I'm jet-lagged, I have no idea where I am, or even who I am, or in what country I am, yet I know I exist because I see something.
Rapid advances in our understanding of how the brain works might one day allow us to pinpoint the parts of the brain that generate consciousness. But will something as objective as science be able to explain what it feels like to be us?
Consciousness, by its nature, is private. It's subjective. I know about my consciousness from the first person point of view. Other people can only know about my consciousness very indirectly.
Philosophers have been trying to answer some of these questions for millennia. In the past couple of centuries, scientists have joined them. Debate can be fierce. In fact, some scholars reckon the puzzle of consciousness is something the human mind is incapable of solving.
I think that's not just wrong, I think it's culpably wrong. It isn't impossible at all. It's just that we have to buckle down and do it.
One thing that both disciplines can agree on is that consciousness arises in the brain. Made up of roughly 85 billion neurons and other supporting cells about which we know little, the brain consumes almost 20% of our energy, despite comprising just 2% of our mass.
Every so often I get kind of interested in astronomy and cosmology because you look out there and you think, oh gosh, this is amazing, you know, it's almost limitless. But then I turn around and I kind of introspectively think about the brain, and it's kind of like a universe within. We're a long ways of understanding how it works, but if we could get down to figuring out how a neuron works, by God, then we could deal with it, 2 neurons, and then 4 neurons, and then 4 million neurons, and then 100 million.
Helped by developments in imaging, partly pioneered by Dr. Reichel and his team, scientists can study in some detail the 2 enormous folded sheets of outer brain called the cerebral cortex. This plays a crucial role in higher brain functions like memory, perception, thought, and language.
And I have 2 of them in my left and right. And it's part of this sheet that gives rise to consciousness. This sheet also gives rise to intelligence and reasoning and all the other things that we hold dear about the human brain and the human mind.
Christoph Koch wants to come up with a satisfactory scientific theory of consciousness before he dies.
Science wants to explain everything. If science fails to explain the central fact of my existence, I would say then it's a failure.
There are many that will tell you that consciousness lies within the brain. But there is evidence of a gentleman, this man is missing 90% of his brain yet lives a normal, healthy life. Cases like these baffle individuals. Cases like these baffle the scientific community who thinks that they have it all figured out in terms of consciousness. But I come to present to you today that when you pass on and when you die, the conscience that you've been using doesn't belong to you. The conscience that you've been using is not something you can copy and upload and put in another avatar. That conscience that you have was given to you by God, so that you are without excuse, and so that you have free will to make decisions on this earth. And you will be judged. You will be fully conscious at the judgment. Fully. 100%. You will be fully conscious of every decision that you've made and of every error that you've committed before the living God. Let's take a look at Dmitry Iskov, who plans to take your consciousness and upload it into an avatar.
I'm Dmitry Iskov. I'm the man who tries to create avatars for human beings to overcome biological limits and to get rid of illnesses, diseases, death, to provide humanity not only with the physical transformations but also with mental and spiritual transformations. I think that human beings which can transform themselves internally deserve, you know, live longer and live the life which could be more happier, because it could be free from suffering, from physical suffering. We're trying to create the avatar bodies, artificial bodies, which will allow us to live longer, to overcome our limitations. You know, avatar concept is very simple and popular. It describes several stages, and it describes those stages simply, in simple words. So I'm creating the concept which can further cause the public demand and which can further significantly increase the speed of development of the science. Imagine that you have the artificial body and you have a full telepresence in that body, so you literally live in that body. And if you have a health issue, if you have some fatal diagnosis, why don't you continue living in that body? And the aim of the Avatar B is to provide us with that kind of life support system and connect the life support system for the brain and the brain itself to the Avatar, which will be the full body prosthesis. There will be some security issues, of course, but I'm sure we will be easily overcoming those problems. I would give you the analogy. We are hacked by viruses, by bacteria. We are hacked by our depression sometimes. And these avatars have real problems with the software and hardware. And we have no idea how to solve these problems. I mean, we are solving those problems step by step, but finally, all of us, we are dying. No other option. So I'm trying to create the mechanism which will be very similar in terms of sensations, but the mechanism which will be more reliable, more capable, and which will be more easy to repair. There is no need to stick to a certain form of the body, but I believe that we should start with a transition which will provide us the with the opportunity to go to the body which is very similar to this one, because the shape of the body, the form of it, very much affects the personality. We are not even ready to become immortal human beings. We have to fix this mental side of our humanitarian nature. We need to become better to be able even to use the technology of the artificial body, the avatar technology, properly.
Oh, the plans that they have for you, man, woman, mankind. Oh, the plans that they have for you. These plans are not good, folks. They're not good at all. Organisms created with synthetic DNA pave way for entirely new life forms. Take a look at this. E. coli microbes have been modified to carry an expanded genetic code, which researchers say will ultimately allow them to be programmed. So they can actually program your DNA. They can actually modify your DNA. What happened in the days of Noah, in the days of Genesis, is going to be happening pretty soon, and it's already happening before your very eyes. And the elite of this world, Dmitry Iskov is a billionaire. Dmitry Iskov is a billionaire, a man who can purchase anything he wants on this earth. But there's one thing he cannot purchase, and that is salvation. That is eternal life. So they lie to you about consciousness. They present to you that your consciousness is some sort of a software placed into this body, and they'll minimize God's creation. I've heard the theory that we're actually living in a program, and that each one of us is nothing more than a program within that program, and you can take that and pull it. It's amazing what people say. But folks, we're living on a real earth. Folks, your sins are 100% real. This is not the Matrix. This is not a movie. This is legitimate. And your consciousness is going to be there on the day of judgment. It's going to be right there on the day of judgment, because it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to God. And not only does it belong to God, God gave it to you with the specific purpose of you being able to make decisions. And when you become a born-again believer, and the Holy Spirit now indwells in you, your conscience becomes renewed. The renewing of the mind. You submit that conscience to the Spirit. And you now allow God to make decisions for you. And your conscience becomes clean. And your conscience becomes modified and brand new, reborn in Jesus. Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. So you can have an evil conscience. Are children born with an evil conscience? I don't believe so. I believe that your job as a parent is to train up your children in the way that they should go. This is why children have that age of accountability, as some would call it. And God gives them the time for them to be able to know good from evil. That's conscience. And this is why when you look at the mainstream news, the mainstream media, what you have is a war against the conscience of mankind. Filling you up with sexual impurities. Filling you up with so many temptations. Because of so much wickedness in this world, the conscience of so many people, their love is drawing cold. Why? Because the devil is at war with your conscience. And it's that conscience that the devil is trying to attack, because he can take that conscience and sear it. Do you know a cattle? What happens when you take a cattle, when you're a person who's in agriculture? You take a metal rod, you usually write the name of your farm or draw the logo of your farm with the instructions of how to return that cow, and then you put it in a very hot piece of equipment, and then you sear that cow. you sear it with a hot iron. And the scriptures tell you in 1 Timothy 4:1 through 3, now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Evolution, a doctrine of devil and a seducing spirit. Most of the scientist community out there, there's a lot of science. Hey, you know, you learn a lot of things. All right, wonderful. But there's a lot of it that is nothing more than seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. Seducing spirits that tell you that you can live eternally outside of Christ by uploading your conscience, and doctrines of devil, which is telling you doctrines which are new age. Speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. So when a person gets that conscience seared with a hot iron, they're reprobates. But before they got to that point, it took seducing spirits. It took doctrines of devils. It took lies and hypocrisy. And eventually their conscience was seared with a hot iron. And I have terrible news for the transhumanist watching this video. I have terrible news for the new ager planning on living eternally outside of God. You cannot live eternally outside of God. You must believe. You must repent and seek Jesus Christ. Anyone who tries to come up another way is a thief and a liar. But there's great news in all of this. There's tremendous news in all of this. And that is that the living waters of Christ are free eternally. And they're free indeed. And this is not the Calvinistic type of a gospel where God wants to save some and not others. No, God is offering you watching this video. He's offering you the opportunity to have your conscience clean, to have your conscience renewed, to have your conscience delivered in the name of Jesus and set you free. And you can live eternally with Christ. So right there where you're at, this is not about a magical prayer. Say this and you can be saved and all of that. No, I'm not saying that. But I'm also not going to tell you that, hey, you know what? You can't seek God in your own house. Hey, you know what? You can't seek God in your own car. Hey, you can't pray to God right now and plead with him to give you repentance, because he will. He desires that all come to repentance. And that includes you. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for every person watching this video that in the name of Jesus, if their conscience has been filled with filth, defiled consciences, Christians who have a defiled conscience who are waging war with it daily, in the name of Jesus, that they can submit that conscience to you, because you are faithful and you will forgive if we come to you boldly before your throne in repentance. Thank you, Jesus, for each person viewing this video. Touch their hearts, Heavenly Father. Renew them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I love each one of you. Even if you're an unbeliever and you're watching this, I love you. Thank you for viewing it. Thank you for taking your time. Check out the other videos on the channel. If you have any prayer requests, there's a prayer request button on the screen that you can actually press and submit a prayer request. I love you. God bless you. We love you greatly.